Dermot bad luck tonight. I mean, 3-0, was that harsh on you in the end? They were probably better side. Was that harsh on you scoring?
No, they were the better side. They played really good football. And I think that we had a couple of chances. Enzo, the guys, made a great block in the last minute. I felt that the goals were calamitous, for want of a better word. Maybe down to fatigue at times, but you know, we had a few chances. Enzo went close a couple of times. And it's difficult. I think the boys, like Matt Harrold, who hadn't had 90, then has to do extra time. Reece found it tough. Jordan Roberts found it tough. And at the end of the day, it's when you don't have the ball, you can't give it back as easy as we did, I thought, and at times. So we tried to play in situations. I thought there, you know, some good performances. But obviously, we've lost the game.
As you mentioned, the players there that had to play 120, and because you give your game time to people, didn't you? Which obviously, it was a shame there's only one game to go in the season, isn't it? Because that was a useful workout for a lot of players tonight.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, the likes of Aaron and Bobson and Matt has obviously been injured, and Jordan Roberts has been injured. You know, I think if you'd have, it would have been unfair. They've gone through the competition plan, the boys that weren't in the side. So they're still all first team players. Just probably fitness levels were tough for them.
Do you feel that was a difference at all tonight, the fitness levels?
I think the way they kept the ball was a problem for us, you know. But in the sort of second half and then in the extra time, we weren't pressing high. You couldn't press high, and we did keep them to sort of outside the box most of the time. But then, you know, the goals are, it's a high cross that comes in, and the marker gets lost, and then the second one is hard to explain. I'll have to ask the boys that. And then when you're pushing for the third one, we give the ball away again in midfield, and we get punished. You know, they punished us. We were open at the back at the end, and I don't think we really opened them up too much.
Final game of the season can be a special one. It's a chance for the players to say thanks to the fans as well.
Yeah, I think, look, the fans have been by and large brilliant. You know, they're turning up. It's sort of around 1,800 on the gate. We haven't always played the best football. At times we played good football, which gave us hope, and then at times we haven't been very good. So, you know, it's been a season of transition. Where we go on that, we'll have to wait and see. But for me, hopefully to give the fans a win on the last day of the season will be nice.
Just lastly, obviously, Saturday, you spoke very candidly about your position at the club. I assume you're still due to meet Mr. Aaron.
Yeah, I'm meeting Zia tomorrow, and we'll go from there, I guess. You know, I have to, obviously, he'll want to have a view of how the club's run, what I think about it, and I'll have to listen to what he thinks about it, and then we'll see where we go.
You know, you've talked before about, you know, wanting to build something long term. You'll want that opportunity to do that, won't you?
I hope so, yeah. I hope. I don't, you know, I think that what we've built, we haven't always had the results on the pitch, but from when we came into the club with 3 players, we've now got 14 players that are with the club, and there is an infrastructure in the club. That might not mean a lot to some people, but it means a lot to Kelly and the people that work behind the scenes. And there's a process to improve the club with Zia's 8 to 10 year plan. It's very frustrating when it doesn't work on the pitch, because that's where the fans want to see it happening. And sometimes it's patience, sometimes it takes time to build things. Sometimes you get that time, sometimes you don't. Whatever, you know, as long as I can work to the highest of my ability and keep learning from the experiences, then I'll keep working hard.